Kobe in out of the pistol. Wants to change the play at the line of scrimmage. Lake Forest showing a four-man front. Snap to Kobian. Back in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Pass complete. It's Qualia inside the five. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, Chicago.
Touchdown.
27 yards from Kobian to Matt Qualia, the 5'11 freshman out of Montini High School. No first down and 10 out of the gun. D'Ambrose sidecar right. Kobian takes a snap. And from behind, he gets wrestled down back at the 33-yard line as Jordan McInerney is going to wrap up his eighth sack of the campaign. Came in tops of the Midwest Conference, 19 tackles for a loss in just 9 games coming in. And he's going to pick up his 20th right now.
McInerney did a great job there of penetrating the line. And once Kobian saw him, it was too late. A good job there by the Forrester defense.
So loss of 7 on the play, second down and 17 for the Chicago offense. Line of scrimmage, the 32. Kobe in empty backfield, throws over the middle, pass complete to Jackson. Cuts back, jukes his man at the 10, and gets wrestled down at the 9-yard line. First down, passing catch, Kobe in to Jacob Jackson once again. And now Chicago looking at first down, goal to go from the 9-yard line.
Jacob Jackson is such a effective wide receiver on this team. He came into the game with 681 yards, and he's adding to that total today. Very big player right now for the Chicago offense.
Olsen and Qualia wide to the left, Jackson slot left. Kobian takes a snap, throws, timing pattern, deep right corner of the end zone, touchdown, Dante Nepa, and Chicago leads it 13-0. Nepa with his 17th career touchdown reception, his 5th of the campaign, and it's 13-0 Chicago here in the 2018 finale.
These past two penalties have truly cost them the fumble. They're having problems on offense. You, Chicago, right here. If they could score it, put in an early dagger against this Forrester team.
Second down and 5. Kobian scrambles in the backfield. Now flushed out. He's going to roll right side. Turns the corner. 10-5. Dives for the pylon. He got in. Touchdown. Marco Kobian with his legs. His first rushing touchdown of the year. The junior out of Ramona, California. Turned the corner on a second down and 5 from the 9. The pocket collapsed. He took it far side. Was able to get into the pylon in Chicago with their 3rd touchdown here in the opening quarter of play. Chicago attacking the south end zone here in quarter number 2. Just underway. 21-0 Maroons. Out of the pistol, Kobian, handoff, Tracasey, running left off tackle, has some space, works his way toward the end zone, gets in, touchdown Chicago. Vittorio Tracasey, the sophomore out of Carroll Stream, finds pay dirt for the 8th time this year, this time from 11 yards out, and they lead it 27-0 with the Kurzadlowski PAT set to come.
We just talked about discipline for this Maroon defense, and right there, that's the total opposite. You can't be having senseless penalties in a game in which you're winning and commanding. This is momentum shifting right here, and now the Forresters have a better chance to score on this drive.
So Lake Forest College in Chicago territory for the first time today. Cleary on first down, play action pass. He's going to throw far side. Has a man open. It's Adam Wande inside the 20, 15-10, and he's pulled down from behind. Big pass and catch, and the first down of the afternoon through a play from scrimmage that was not via penalty. And Lake Forest now inside the Chicago red zone. Ball spotted down to the 8-yard line. And Chicago wants to take time. So that stops the clock with 9 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in quarter number 2. And Chicago burns their first time out of the afternoon. So a 37-yard pickup there takes the football down to the 8-yard line. First down and goal to go now for Lake Forest from the Chicago 8-yard line. Trips to the near side for Jaden Cleary, who's going to work out of the gun. Schwecki gets the handoff, running right off tackle, and he's going to work his way down toward the 5, maybe the 6-yard line, pick up of a couple yards on first down.
So before that play, the Forresters had gained 67 yards off of 2 plays, one on the pass and then one on the multiple penalties. Something you can't have happen if you're the UChicago defense at this point. Let's see if they can stop them here and force them to kick a field goal.
Pick up a two for Schwecki. Ball spotted out at the seven. Second down, goal to go from the seven. Cleary throws out of the backfield, has Schwecki inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown. Andrew Schwecki, his first touchdown catch of the campaign. The 5'9 senior out of Cooper City, Florida. And Lake Forest College is on the board for the first time today at the 9:05 mark of quarter number two. Ball spotted down at the 70-yard line, hash mark right. Qualia Jackson and Olsen wide to the left. Cobian drops back to pass, throws far side. Jackson comes back for the football, makes the catch, touchdown Chicago. Anthony Reich was on coverage, but Jackson came back out of his pattern for the football. Cobian finds Jackson, the third touchdown pass of the afternoon for Cobian. And for Jackson, his sixth touchdown catch of the campaign. And Chicago, for the sixth time this afternoon, gets into the end zone. They lead it 41-9. First down now, Cleary fakes the pass, now throws near side, and Amwande went up against Rabinas and comes down with it. Touchdown Lake Forest. Chris Amwande, the first team all Midwest Conference receiver, with his 10th touchdown catch of the year. The senior out of Chicago, Lindblom High School and Lake Forest College, gets into the end zone for the second time today. Third down, goal to go from the three. Ambergia, the lone setback in the backfield. Now an option run. Cobian pitched to Ambergia. Turns, dives for the pylon, got it. Into the end zone, touchdown. Third touchdown of the campaign for Henry Ambergia. Chicago now a 48-16 edge with a PAT to come.